Good evening. The 10 p.m. news on the national station of the CRTV with Harrison Ashu. First, the headlines. The Prime Minister, Chief Dr. Joseph Diongute, will, on behalf of the President of the Republic, Paul Biya, tomorrow officially open the Betuan Regional Hospital. Cameroon's First Lady, Mrs. Shintabia, has helped the Sovereign Order of Malta to raise over 80 million CFA for the underprivileged in the country. The Indomitable Lions are en route to Luanda, Angola, ahead of their fourth match of the 2026 World Cup qualifiers on Tuesday against the Palanga Negres. The news in full. The Prime Minister, Chief Dr. Joseph Diongute, will tomorrow, on behalf of the President of the Republic, Paul Biya, officially open the Betwa Regional Hospital. The Prime Minister was welcomed in Betwa today, ahead of the event by its governor, Gregoire Vongo. Details with our star building correspondent, Christian Chiata.
The Prime Minister Head of Government, Joseph Diongute, was received upon arrival by the governor of the East Region, Gregoire Vongo. The official welcome ceremony, which took place in the Bunis neighborhood, featured the singing of the national anthem, followed by the inspection of the guard of honor. The Prime Minister Head of Government, Joseph Diongute, President Paul Biya's representative, then shook hands with the constituted core of the East Region. All along the road to the East Region, the PM's convoy was greeted by excited groups of CPDM supporters. So overwhelming was the excitement that the Head of Government communed with the population for a few minutes in Dume. Joseph Diongute will represent President Paul Biya at the inauguration ceremony of the newly constructed Betwa Regional Hospital Center on Monday. The ultra-modern and highly equipped hospital was constructed as part of government's drive to take quality health care closer to the population and at affordable costs. The Betwa Regional Hospital Center will be the fourth to be inaugurated after those in Ebulova, Bafusam and Garwa. Christian Cheatam, CRTV, Betwa.
The Archbishop of the Yaoundé Diocese, His Grace Jean Baraga, has acknowledged with gratitude the contribution of the President of the Republic, Paul Biya, and the Sovereign Order of Malta to the growth of the Church and the wealth of Christians. He was speaking at Our Lady of Victory Cathedral in Yaoundé at the start of a pontifical mass celebrated by the Apostolic Nuncio to Cameroon and Equatorial Guinea, Jose Avelino Betancourt, and in the presence of the personal representative of the Head of State, Paul Atanganji, Minister of Territorial Administration, and the Grand Commander of the Sovereign Order of Malta, Fray Manuel Rosso. Details with Amin Ken Edward.
The special pontifical high mass at the Our Lady of Victory Cathedral in Yaoundé coincided with the feast of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, and in a brief welcome address, the Metropolitan Archbishop of Yaoundé, His Grace Jean Baraga, used the occasion to acknowledge the proximity existing between the Church and the President of the Republic, Paul Biya, as well as the Sovereign Order of Malta, expressing gratitude for their immense contribution towards the growth of the Church and the welfare of the Christians. This was followed by a solemn procession of priests and the chief celebrant, the Apostolic Nuncio to Cameroon and Equatorial Guinea, José Avelino Betancourt, who in his homily referenced the Sacred Heart of Jesus as an expression of God's love and kindness to the Christians. In the presence of the personal representative of the President of the Republic, Paul Atanganji, Minister of Territorial Administration, flanked by his close aide, amongst them Governor Nasiri Paul Biya of the Central Region, the chief celebrant told the Christians that by the Sacred Heart of Jesus, they are one and a united family, adding that life is good when they are happy, but it is better when they serve others. With religious songs of glorification and supplication, the Christians channeled their prayers to God and asked the Blessed Virgin Mary to intercede for them and to take them closer to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. The commander of the Sovereign Order of Malta also addressed words of good tidings, fraternity and appreciation to the President of the Republic, Paul Biya, before a family photograph to consolidate God's love and kindness amongst the Christians.
Amin Ken Edwards. Cameroon's First Lady, Mrs. Shinta Biya, has helped the Sovereign Order of Malta to raise over 80 million CFA francs for the sick and underprivileged in the country. It was during a highly attended fundraising dinner organized by the Order at the Hilton Hotel in Yaoundé. Ayimbile reports.
Spellbinding and festive was the mood at the Hilton, where the First Lady arrived in the most beautiful shade of pink, a color associated with love, compassion and happiness that oozed out of the stunning First Lady, she who had come to honor the Sovereign Order of Malta with her presence.
I'm Dr. Atejue, Gervais Atejue. She's the one who can give the motivation to many, many persons to come and put something in the box.
In effect, received with accolades. The presence of the First Lady sets the stage for what is becoming an annual charity dinner to raise funds for causes close to Mrs. Chantal Biya's heart. And with her, over 300 influential figures, including her sisters of the Circle of Friends of Cameroon CERAC, cabinet members, corporate donors, business leaders, friends and family, as well as other high-profile guests, are welcomed by the ambassador of the Sovereign Order of Malta, in Cameroon.
Votre présence ici ce soir témoigne et renforce la solidité des liens qui unissent le Cameroun et l'ordre de Malte depuis maintenant 64 ans.
Gratitude extended again to the First Lady on behalf of the sick and on behalf of the Order of Malta, working with hospitals that attend to over 100,000 people who benefit from the tender care and love of Mrs. Chantal Biya, was also expressed by Fra Emmanuel Rousseau.
Madame la Première Dame, permettez-moi de proposer à notre amicale assemblée un toast à votre santé, à celle de votre époux, Son Excellence Monsieur Paul Biya, à la prospérité de la nation camerounaise et à l'amitié constante et profonde entre l'ordre de Malte et le Cameroun. Vive l'ordre souverain de Malte, vive le Cameroun.
Touching moments in an unmissable event placed under the canopy of the Almighty and punctuated by entertainment, dining and auctioning.
On est à 4 millions de ce côté.
A total of 21 auction items, among them sculptures, signed memorabilia, travel packages, coffee, Pensa white pepper from Pinja, as well as custom artwork with a rare piece of the President of the Republic that got a whooping sum of 37 million CFA francs from the engaged guests.
It's a very good ceremony. It's what we call in French solidarity. So those who have can share with those who don't have.
For the organizers, overwhelmed with emotion, their satisfaction was deep.
La présence de la Première Dame, bien évidemment, parce que on soigne ces enfants cancéreux à la Fondation Chantal Biya, en coopération avec l'Ordre de Malte. Donc, c'est tous ensemble qu'on a réussi à sauver ces enfants, et bien entendu, grâce à Madame Chantal Biya.
From the St. John of Malta Hospital in Jombe, passing through the oncology unit of the Mother and Child Center of the Chantal Biya Foundation to the Rohan Chabot Integrated Health Center in Mokolo, the provision of health care will continue to be on point as a result of the humanitarian actions of the First Lady, Mrs. Chantal Biya, she who visibly enjoyed every moment of the over three long hours spent to catalyze millions of investment in the health of women and children, graciously immortalized the moment in photos before leaving with words of gratitude and at a few minutes before midnight for the Unity Palace after an unforgettable night of philanthropy.
The head of the sub-delegation of the United Nations Refugee Agency for the Far North region has expressed gratitude to the government of Cameroon for providing 100-hectare piece of arable land for the Nigerian refugees at the Minawa camp in the Far North region. Kimberly Robinson had the word of thanks during the symbolic launch of mechanized plowing of the land by the governor of the Far North region, Mijiyawa Bakri. Ayok John Ashu completes the story.
In the presence of officials of the UN Refugee Agency, the governor of the Far North region handed out farm inputs to Nigerian refugees and supervised the start of mechanized plowing of the 100-hectare piece of land allotted by the Cameroon government to the refugees for agricultural production to ensure their food self-sufficiency. Mijiyawa Bakri
had been instructed to farm piece of land to hand over to those refugees. And right now we have 200 families to start this work. It is a voluntary decision.
To the beneficiaries, it is a welcome initiative at the time when the World Food Programme and the UN Refugee Agency have announced a drastic reduction in their food basket due to insufficient funds.
Today is a great day for the refugees to have our place where we can put food on our table.
While lauding the constant support from President Paul Biya since the opening of the Minawao refugee camp, the head of the sub-delegation of the UN Refugee Agency in Marwa, Kimberly Robertson, described this umpteenth gesture as invaluable.
It's a commitment of the government of Cameroon to refugee principles, to refugee protection, to doing the thing, to remaining what they can to support these people who've come to Cameroon and to really help them until they can go home, until there's a solution.
The government has also provided 50 hectares of arable land for the host communities around the Minawao camp, now home to about 78,000 Nigerian refugees. Minawao, Ayuk John Ashu, CRTV.
In sports, the Indomitable Lions are en route to Luanda, Angola, where they will take on the Palangas Negras on Tuesday in their fourth match of the 2026 World Cup qualifiers. The Lions are hoping for a victory in the match on Tuesday to take their leadership position in Pool D to 10 points. Still in football, Isos of Limbe, Column of Ja, Egle Royal of the Menua, and Mintak FC have qualified for the semi-finals of the 2024 Cup of Cameroon. Isos of Limbe defeated Canon Sportive of Yaoundé in the quarterfinals today by 2-1. Column Sportive of Ja defeated Panthère Sportive 1-0. Egle Royal overpowered Balmayo FC by 3-2, while Mintak of the Upper Sanaga defeated IS Fortuna 1-0. Still in sports, Clovis Kamzong Abosolo is the winner of the 20th edition of the Cameroon International Cycling Tour. The captain of the SNH Velo Club won the yellow jersey of the competition 2 minutes 45 seconds ahead of Algerian Ben Youssef Abdallah. In the meantime, Cisse Issiaka of Côte d'Ivoire won the last lap of the race today, covering the Kolmankong Yaoundé lap in 2 hours 26 minutes and 30 seconds. Irene Manti Ayonge has the details.
The national anthem of Cameroon is what drew the curtains for this year's edition of the cycling tour, with Clovis Kamzong Abosolo from SNH Velo Club crowned overall best of the competition, winner of the prestigious yellow jersey, making a comeback after his win in 2015 and 2021. He also took home the prize of the best Cameroonian on the general classification table. It is a great joy for me because after the hard work winning two laps, I thank my teammate, the Director General of SNH, for all the support. This last lap of the tour from Golemakong in the South Region to Yaoundé on a 107.7 kilometers was so competitive, with the 39 cyclists left on the tour determined to grab a win. Ivorian cyclist Cisse Issiaka won the lap in 2 hours 26 minutes 30 seconds.
Très content, surtout pour ma famille, la nation ivoirienne.
I am very happy, especially for my family, my country, Côte d'Ivoire, and to the beautiful organization. Presiding at the closing ceremony was Minister Narcisse Moele Kombi of Sports and Physical Education, who described Cameroon's victory as a sign of excellence, prestige, and vitality. The tour that started in Marua in the far north region, crisscrossing 6 other regions in 9 laps, witnessed heavy turnout of the Cameroonian public at every passage of the caravan.
Irene Manti Ayonge bringing us to the end of the 10 p.m. news, read by Harrison Asher.